This is Road Notes from the Traveling Sales Lady, short reads for sales professionals on the move. Today's piece, The Deposit Nobody Sees. You could have. You didn't. That's the whole story. Nobody gives out awards for the money you didn't take, but your clients remember, and so do you. Let's be honest for a second. There have been moments in your sales career where you could have gotten away with something. Not something dramatic, nothing that makes headlines, just a quiet, invisible opportunity to let a mistake slide in your favor. A double charge nobody would catch, a discount you didn't mention, a contract term that conveniently went unquestioned. You thought about it, maybe for half a second, maybe longer. Then you didn't do it, and you probably didn't get a thank you. No bonus, no pat on the back. The client never knew there was anything to be grateful for. You just moved on, slightly annoyed that doing the right thing felt so unremarkable. Here's what actually happened in that moment. You made a deposit. Not into your commission check, but into something that compounds slower and pays out longer than any single deal. Your reputation with that client, the version of you they carry in their head, the person they decide, usually without conscious thought, whether they trust or not. Sales culture spends a lot of time on the close, the ask, the objection, the technique. It doesn't spend enough time on the quieter decisions that happen before and after the paperwork. The ones with no audience, the ones where the only person who knows what you chose is you. Those decisions are the actual foundation of a long career. Everything else is tactics. Here's the line worth holding on to. The client who finds out you had their back when they didn't even know it needed covering. That's not a customer. That's an advocate. The reps who build the kind of books of business that other reps envy aren't always the most talented or the most relentless. They're often just the most trustworthy. Consistently, over time. In the small moments, nobody was watching. That's a harder thing to train than a pitch. It's also harder to replicate, which is exactly what makes it valuable. Now, three things for your consideration. First, when did you last do the right thing and say nothing about it? Not every ethical moment needs an announcement. If you're only honest when someone is watching, that's not integrity. That's performance. Second, what does your client think you'd do if they weren't paying attention? Trust isn't built on what you say about yourself. It's built on what clients believe you do in the moments they're not in the room. Third, is your short game costing you your long game? Every shortcut has a carrying cost that doesn't show up immediately. The clients you keep for 10 years are the ones who decided early on that you were safe to trust. Nobody builds a career on one clean moment, but a career built on thousands of them? That's something that doesn't happen by accident. It happens because you decided, in some quiet, unremarkable moment, that it mattered, even when nobody was watching. That's Road Notes from the Traveling Sales Lady. If this one resonated with you, the full conversation that inspired it is waiting for you on the Traveling Sales Lady podcast. Find it wherever you listen. See you on the road and journey on. Road Notes is a production of The Traveling Sales Lady in partnership with Brilliant Beam Media.